Good morning, music lovers. You're listening to CKCU 93.1 on the FM dial and also on the internet at CKCUFM.com. This is Wild Works on CKCU, and it's June 23rd, 2010. I'm your host, Lenny, here from 10 a.m. to noon. Joining me as a special guest, I don't know if there are any CBC Radio 3 listeners listening in right now, but I have Joanna, a.k.a. Midnight Cat, on my show.
Morning.
Yeah, you must be excited to have another crack to be on the radio.
I don't know if I can stop now. This may be my next career.
That'd be cool. And it's also being in your alma mater.
Yeah, this is only the second time I've been back since I graduated, and it keeps changing.
Yeah, hopefully it's not fraying to return to your old stomping ground. And I bet you unhopeful Radio 3 listeners are listening, so I guess we should say hello to who?
Oh, there's so many. They're all awesome. TB3, Monty Ski,
yeah.
Don H, A-Train.
A-Train?
A-Train. Oh, yeah.
Hopefully Barb is listening, but she's not an R3 listener. She's a Strumbel listener, fan. And I guess a few others, like Kim from the East Coast. I don't think Mike V is listening. He's like on his way to Montreal. Yeah. And yeah, you recently attended North by Northeast.
Oh,
how was it?
Excellent. That was amazing. If you didn't go, well, you didn't go.
I didn't go.
Next year. You have to go next year. It was incredible. It was three solid days of awesome.
I know it's a pokeroo feeling for me since I couldn't attend and not be able to meet Grant Lawrence. So hopefully we'll chat later more on North by Northeast. And okay, on to the show. We'll start with the countdown, the top five, Wild 5 countdown. And I'll have two interviews with the Fanshawe and the Besnard Lakes.
Woo-hoo.
And in the second hour, we'll talk about the players' long list.
Excellent.
Yeah, so yeah, that'll be exciting. So we should stay tuned and we'll start with the number 5 song.
Number 5.
Our bodies laying on the floor, amidst the midnight tired eyes. The air is thick, my lungs are sore. Who thought the truth would choose a side? Toronto's gray and nestled in the winter and her idle hands, where seasons end and you begin. We spread ourselves across the land. Just wait and see. Wait and see. Wait and see.
At number 5, the only debut on the countdown is, and the album arrives next week, but the station already has a copy of the CD. And that's Four City Lovers with Light You Up from the upcoming album, Carriage. What do you think of that song?
I'm glad to see them back, actually. Yeah. I don't think they get enough radio play, so good job.
Yep. And now we get to number 4, it's a re-entry.
Number 4.
I'm a dancing in the city.
re-entering at number 4 on the Wild 5 is another album coming out next week. It's Wolf Parade. That was Ghost Pressure from the upcoming album Expo 86. And it's been 2 years since they came out with an album or new materials. So what do you think of that?
That is a great song. I really enjoy that.
I know my new co-host has been liking that song. Like, I don't know if she's listening in, but hopefully you'll be excited to hear it again. And yeah, I know it's getting a lot of plays elsewhere.
Definitely.
Yep. And now we're going to do the interviews. And it's 10:13 a.m. and you're listening to CKCU. And yep, I'm going to air an interview, which I did last week before my brother went to North by Northeast. And I think she also attended North by Northeast. It's Vancouver's Vansha. She used to be part of the choir practice. Have you heard of them?
Choir practice is pretty great. Fanshawe's not someone I'm super familiar with.
She's pretty new.
Yeah, she's pretty cool.
And she sounds like Feist.
So you can't go wrong.
Yeah. So here's the interview with Fanshawe from last week.
Come on over. I'll let the sleeve roll off my shoulder.
It is with great interest and pleasure to chat with Fanshawe of Vancouver, British Columbia, at Rosh Sugar Cafe. Nice to meet you, and hope you like the iPad.
I do. Well, I want to know if it's worth it, or you should just get an iPhone. I'm not sure. What are the advantages?
There's no phone phone part.
Oh, okay.
It's just a bigger screen.
Oh.
Because I've been using my iPod Touch. Haven't used it for a while, and then I looked at it, I was like, oh, my eyes just hurt me. Because it's just smaller. And yeah, to start off, I have trouble saying your last name. How's it pronounced?
It's Featherstone Ha.
Okay.
Yeah.
Olivia Featherstone Ha.
Yeah, pretty good.
Can you give a bit of info about yourself for anyone who hasn't heard of you?
Bit of info, Fanshawe is a trio from Vancouver. I write the songs. And we're just sort of like a bit melancholy pop music, I guess.
How long have you been doing this solo project?
About 5 years ago. I started writing the songs 5 years ago.
How did you get the name Fanshawe from?
Fanshawe is a sort of like a slurry version of my last name. So like Worcestershire sauce is Worcester sauce. That's the same kind of thing.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah, the Brits are weird.
In case listeners may not heard of your music, what is the genre that you play?
I guess it's pop music. It's hard to explain yourself, so I guess people have compared me to Feist, Cat Power, pretty much any musician that's a woman that does kind of pop music, singer-songwritery, but with not too acoustic or strummy. It's sort of electric.
Dark has been released since February. What were the themes created on the album?
The theme, like the themes of the stories?
Or the songs, whatever.
Okay, I guess the common themes are really just sort of like that love is really hard and people don't understand each other. Sometimes it's one-sided. Often it's one-sided. I guess that's really a reoccurring theme. And that people don't necessarily always feel the same thing. Yeah.
And who created the album cover?
That is an artist named Karen Bubash. She also did another similar series doing chalk pastel portraits of the cast members of The Hills. And I saw them in... I know her from another band that I was in called The Choir Practice.
So the cover's supposed to be based on you?
Yeah, it's a portrait of me. It's Dark Eyes, the song, is based on a woman named June Miller, who's Henry Miller's second wife. And I sort of modeled myself after a really famous picture of her, and then the portrait was done of that.
You say you found a
How's the response towards your debut solo album?
I mean, it's probably been pretty good. Like, there's definitely been some people that said really nice things, and some people, when they are critical, are sort of, they think it's maybe too minimal, too sparsely recorded. I don't know if that's really true.
since you already mentioned it, I heard from people that you sound like Fleiss. How is that being like to be compared to her?
Yeah, I mean, it's fine. I think it's a comparison that I understand. I've been compared to people that I don't really get, like, who else, like St. Vincent. I don't really think we sound like St. Vincent. But Fleiss, yeah, I mean, great singer-songwriter. It's very flattering.
Musical influences growing up?
Ella Fitzgerald is the main one. I pretty much just listened to her when I was a kid and a teenager and stuff, and then when I was older, Cat Power is a big influence. She just sort of made me realize that it's not that hard to write songs. You can be really simple and still sound good. So.
Since you're with the choir practice, how is it different than your solo project?
The choir practice, I was just a singer in it. I didn't write any songs. I wrote harmonies and had some parts, but I didn't write any of the songs, so it's a very different project.
Isn't one of the members of the choir practice work for CBC Radio 3 as a producer?
Who, Chris Kelly?
Yeah.
Yes, he does. He's a producer for Grant Lawrence.
Any other famous members in your band? Yeah, choir practice?
Famous people. Yeah,
or just only Chris Kelly?
Is Chris Kelly famous? I don't know if he's famous.
To me, I think he is.
Oh, is he? Okay.
Sort of. Huh?
Maybe he is famous.
Yeah.
Who else? Coco Culbertson was in Biff Naked in the 90s, but I don't think she wants people to know that.
How many people in that group? I just never paid attention.
Well, it changed a lot. Like, it was like around 10-ish, give or take a few.
Whoa. Whose idea was it to sing Failsafe?
Oh, I think actually Carl Newman gave them the song before it was on his next record. So I guess I think Coco was friends with Carl Newman and he gave her the song. So
I was confused. Like, I forgot which one came up first, the New Pornographers version or
our version came up first. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't know.
Yeah.
Even though I haven't got the album, but I was able to listen to CBC Radio 3 Sessions podcast. What was it like to open up for Dan Magan during the Winter Olympics?
Hair out of my eyes, back it up, and send it home for just one stab at the goal.
What was it like? I mean, I don't know. It was okay. I think they thought that we were playing an acoustic set. I think there was some confusion about that when we got there. But Dan Magan, we didn't really see him very much. We didn't really talk to him. We talked to him for like a second. And then we also just went downstairs and there was this like free hockey party. So we drank beer and watched hockey and then went on and played.
And left them out for the less fortunate. Now at the gate, I'll skip the queue. Life's not living.
How was the crowd at that time?
The CBC thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was packed. I mean, I think it's a free show, and it just sells out.
I think I heard on the radio that it was conflicted with the hockey game.
It did, yes. But we were still able to watch it, even though we were playing.
What was your favorite moment during the Vancouver Olympics?
I guess when after the hockey game, when we won that gold medal and stuff, I went downtown, and it was just really crazy down there, so that was cool.
I asked Dan Magan and Sid DeWayo about this question. Did you meet any celebrities during the Vancouver Olympics?
No. Did I? No. I was actually away for half of it. I was in New York playing, and then we came just in the last week. And I didn't really go to anything. I went to the Special Olympics. Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. It's not called that anymore. It's called Paralympics.
Yeah. Which singer-songwriters and bands are you good friends with?
What bands am I good friends with?
Yeah.
I don't know. But I like local bands in Vancouver that I really like. I really like, and I'm not necessarily like super tight with these people, but I really like Fine Mist, and I really like Apollo Ghosts, and I just saw Twin Crystals the other day. They were amazing. Who else in Vancouver is good? The music scene in Vancouver is amazing. There's really a lot of innovative bands that I hope people hear about in the future.
Sid DeWayo, are you good friends with them?
No, I've never met them.
Were you good friends of members of We Say Party, We Say Die?
No, I wasn't. But Shane, the bass player, was friends with the drummer. So that was sad. They worked together at Portland Hotels.
What was your reaction to the drummer who passed away?
It's just so sad. It's just really scary that, you know, you can have a condition your whole life that you don't know about and that you're just kind of like a ticking time bomb. It's very sad.
Is this your first time in Ottawa?
No, my uncle lives here, so I partially grew up here. I didn't grow up here, but I visited growing up.
Have you had much time to explore the city?
No time at all. We got here at midnight last night and then spent like 2 hours trying to find somewhere to eat because we got lost on the highway and almost drove to Montreal. So that's all we did today.
So this is basically your first time to perform in Ottawa?
It is, definitely. This is our first tour. I only played 2 shows in New York and then Vancouver, so this is it.
So the choir practice never toured in around Canada?
No. We played South by Southwest once, and then I quit the band after that. So I think they went and played Sasquatch or something, but I wasn't there when that happened.
What's next for you after this tour?
After this tour, I need to make some money. I'm going to work and try and pay off my tour debts.
In case listeners are curious, what is the website to find you on?
There's just a MySpace, so myspace.com/fanshawmusic.
And thank you for taking the time, and hopefully you'll enjoy your performance.
I hope you do too.
It's 10:26 a.m., and that was the Fanshawe interview, and you just heard Dark Eyes from her self-titled album. Oh, no, debut album, Dark Eyes by Fanshawe. Hope you liked that interview.
I like her. She seems really cute, and I actually never realized the choir practice connection, so that's kind of neat. I learned something today.
You didn't see her at North by Northeast?
No, actually I didn't. There's a lot I didn't see at North by North. There was so much to see that I missed like 95% of everything that was going on, and I still didn't stop moving for 3 days.
Oh, man. Anything else you enjoyed at North by Northeast?
Yeah, I mean, the CBC Radio 3 showcase was amazing. Zeus and Golden Dogs together on stage. That's once in a lifetime.
What day was that one?
I don't remember. No, that was Was that the CBC Radio 3 showcase? No, that was Saturday night. See, it's all blended together. That would have been Friday night, actually, the Zeus Golden Dogs.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Saturday was Bruce Peninsula.
Bruce Peninsula, Library of Voices, Hannah George's. Yep, it was great.
I remember that. I was listening to that live at home.
It was excellent. There was a lot. Kevin Drew wandered through the bar at one point wearing a hat. It was interesting.
And Said the Whale guys as well.
Said the Whale was there hanging out. Awesome, awesome guys. Super, super nice guys. I mean, you know, they're Canadians. Everybody's nice when you're Canadian, right?
Yeah. Any other acts you checked out?
Tried to make it to Japan Droids and couldn't. The lineup was absolutely ridiculous. So we ended up seeing Rich O'Coin instead. And not someone I was familiar with, but I'm a huge fan now. He's really, really amazing. So I'm actually glad it worked out that way.
How about the Besnard Lakes? You missed them? And Young Galaxy, you missed those too?
Missed those too. I saw Sloan. That was amazing. I haven't seen them since 1998, I think. So that was long overdue and most excellent.
And I guess you missed out the local acts, local bands that came. Like, was it Balconies?
Didn't see the Balconies. Nope. Did see, it's funny. I saw a lot of stuff that I wanted to, but a lot of stuff I was really unfamiliar with that I ended up really enjoying. The Mountains and the Trees.
I know he's been posting a lot of stuff on Radio 3. I never heard of stuff.
He's excellent. He really is. Olenka and the Autumn Lovers, excellent band.
I mistakenly deleted off my iPad.
Oh.
Whoops. Oh. I don't know. I wasn't sure if I was going to play them anytime soon, but I took them out for no reason.
Oh.
I'll probably re-add them later on.
Definitely. That's a must do. Absolutely. Missed Amos the Transparent. A little sad about that. I don't think I saw a single show that I was disappointed in. Everybody was really, really on top of their game.
And now it's almost 10:30 and we should get back to the Wild 5. So here's the number 3 song. And it's Steady. It's a Steady as a Cooper, I don't know how you call it. So here it is.
Number 3.
/ Isaac, in a sense he baptized him. Rabbi said don't trust him, cash prizes. Same things that float your boat can capsize it. Tell the snakes they can take a hike like gas prices. No such things as halfway crooks or half righteous. Those who have eyes should act like it to help the sightless seeking the light switch to see in the night with. Be leading the lifeless. Sometimes I just wanna play some shows, make some dough, take it home, lay in my bed and stay in my safety zone. But CeeLo said it best. I know too much and I owe too much to let it rest. Heard a voice say, hey, you never question when you get the blessing. So don't get vexed when your life is stressed. And I promised I'll be with you no matter what the issue, but there will be some issues to address. Listen to the lady in your dress. Too much in the way. I weigh $2 and if I had 2 slugs to spray like La Ra, Glenn Beck better duck like foie gras. Make shots, poke his face like Gaga. My mama says forgive, so I'll give him that bar like a Mars, then let him live. The Mississauga continues, Brampton, while my DJ's lamping like Green Lantern. Sampling, mansion, now I ain't rich as Richard Branson. I'm King Kong, he's Vince Vaughn, and I play like a champion in my Monday ball league. Nah, be all week. 7 days of black power naps every 48 half hours. That's 24 star Jack Bauer. Can't cower when the rain falls. And it falls whether you're Gandhi or you're Adolf. Fall weather, but there's always a way, y'all. Make the call, no rain delay, play ball.
Stu Steady as a Coop. I was Shad with Rose Glenn from the current album TSOL, and I can't wait hopefully I'll interview him on Canada Day.
Excellent. That would be excellent.
The only problem is now I just forgot that Andrew George is at 6 p.m. and I know he's at 3 p.m. at Confederation Park, and then Elliot Brute's at 5 p.m. and then Andrew George is at 6 p.m. at Major's Hill. I'm like, oh man, I'm like,
oh, just get a bike, you'll be fine.
Get a bike, I'll probably run up and but hopefully I do interview Hannah George as well, but I have to contact her publicist. So right now the timing's a bit weird, because I really want to see Elliot Brood again.
Elliot Brood, yeah. I may or may not have listened to O Alberta 6 times in a row in the car on the way back from North by Northeast.
O Alberta. Oh, the old album?
Yeah.
Oh.
Tin Type, absolutely.
Yeah. And he's steady in number 3, and number 2 is also steady, but it came out yesterday. It's 5 Ghosts. Are you excited to get that album, or you didn't get it yet?
I don't have it yet.
You don't have it yet.
I've been a little busy with the, you know.
So yeah, here's Stars at number 2, and I think you might like the number 2 jingle on CKCU 93.1.
Number 2.
Heat is a heavy head, keeps me in my bed. Push aside the pillow, the whole room just turned yellow. Still haven't moved. Siren sighs echo or pulse through our window. Thighs, the heels, the hips, constellation markings across your body drawings. Telephone rings, but we'll just let it sing. Hide out till tomorrow, I crawl into your shadow.
And it's steady at number two, and that was Stars of Wasted Daylight from the just recently released album The Five Ghosts. I'm really hooked on that song as well. And let me double check the date again. Derek, I know they just announced a bunch of Canadian tour dates, and Ottawa was one of them, but it's at Blues Fest. July 16th. I don't even know what day is it.
I think everything is at Blues Fest this year.
Yeah. And yeah, can't wait for Tokyo Police Club. I haven't seen them live as well, but they're at the free show at downtown.
I'm excited. They're actually touring with, if I'm not mistaken, with the Arkells, which is now not for Blues Fest necessarily, but their U.S. tour includes the Arkells, which sadly is not going to make it to the southeastern U.S., which is my neck of the woods, but I feel a road trip coming on.
That'd be cool.
Yes.
Yeah, so many good things happening now in summer.
Absolutely.
Festival season has started since, was it May?
You know, and there are so many amazing festivals coming up. Even, like, just the Ottawa area is... I mean, if you can't make one, there's going to be another you're going to be able to get to. If you're willing to drive an hour to Kingston, you know, Wolf Island is coming up August 6th. Blues Fest, obviously, Folk Fest. So there's definitely something for everyone.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Yeah, so many things. Yeah, a lot of money to spend. And it's 10:38 or 39. I don't even know what clock is exact. But yeah, I get to the second interview, which is the Bessner Lakes. They had a good show on Safe House last weekend with... pretty smoky too. They used the smoke machine. I could barely even see them. It's like a big fog has covered Safe Huds.
It's all part of the ambiance.
Yeah, but yeah, finally I get to see them live as well. It's first time as well. And even excellent. So here it is, the Bessner Lakes interview with only the lead singer Jace. So here it is on CKCU 93.1.
With great excitement to chat with one of the members of the Bessner Lakes from Montreal. I hope you're not hooked on looking on the iPad since it's the first time to see it used for the interview. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. That is so awesome. I love that.
Can you introduce yourself and what do you play?
My name is Jace Lassick and I sing and play guitar.
How long has the band been together?
We've been together since... the band has been a band since 2000. This current band has been together since around 2006, 2005.
Almost a decade.
Yes, it's been a long time, yeah.
In case the listeners have forgotten, where does the name come from?
The name comes from a lake that exists 8 hours north of Regina. It's actually called Bessner Lake, and it's... kind of the last road you can possibly take north in northern Saskatchewan. It's really hard to get to. It takes about an hour and a half, 2 hours of logging roads to actually just get there. So it's really secluded.
Art of Roaring Nights was recently released. Boy, that's a tongue twister. How has the reception been?
Really great. We've better than expected, actually. We did. We just got back from 9.5 weeks on the road. We did UK and Europe, and then North America, and it's been better than we thought it would be. We were thinking everybody had forgotten about us, but apparently not.
I've been hooked on Albatross for a while, and it sounds dreamy. There were some songs that seemed epic. What do you think of that?
A lot of our songs are kind of going along that lines. A lot of the music that we listen to is sort of... the songs are longer, and they have sort of an epic quality to them. And I think all of us are big fans of, you know, longer songs that sort of take a while to sort of evolve and... so you know, it's almost like each song has its own little story inside of it, and you kind of get lost in it. And we really like that quality of songs.
So one of the songs that almost remind me of the length. Remind me of a Black Mountain song, Tyrants.
Oh no way! Yeah, no, totally. Yeah, their songs are quite long as well too. Yeah, like they spend a lot of time like building and sort of, you know, building sort of like an atmosphere within the song.
Psychedelic?
Yeah, totally. Yeah. Yeah.
What were the themes you were creating on?
Well, there's always the spy themes that we're building on. It's a basically storyline that started when we started writing Volume 1, and which is our first record. So it's about two spies who are kind of spying on each other, and they're just creating destruction around the world. And some of it is happening in like Cold War era, some of it is happening in the 50s. So they're kind of timeless people. And for me, it allows me to sort of draw an idea from a storyline in order to gather lyrics to write about.
I thought it might sound like James Bond, but it sounds like Spy versus Spy.
Yeah, totally. It's a little bit of, yeah. That and Secret Agent Man, yeah.
It was your albums always start with the Besnar Lakes.
Mm-hmm. We were going to actually stop that this record. We were going to call it Let the Night Roar. But at the last minute, just before we were about to decide on the album name, there was a guy, Kid Cannibal, came out with his record called Let the Night Roar, which is a Jim Jones quote. So we were like, well, we can't do that. So then we thought about it for a little while, and then we decided, well, let's continue with the whole sort of sentence idea, and then it would be sort of like a system that we're creating that we sort of continue throughout every record.
What is considered your favorite track on the current album?
My favorite track right now, live, is probably, and this is what we call Progress, because it's the fastest song that we have. Because all of our songs are really slow, so.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
How is the current album different than the previous albums?
Well, this album is a little bit more coherent. It was done all in one shot in the studio that we own called Break Glass. The last record and the first record were done in little like two-day, three-day stints, and then we'd take like a month or two off and then go back again. So this was all done tracked in 4 weeks and then mixed in 3 weeks all together. So the album sounds a lot more coherent than the rest of the albums.
I'm curious about the cover art of the album. Who painted it?
A friend of ours, Corey Lynn Tetz, did the Dark Horse cover, and she did the Roaring Night cover as well. She's an incredible painter from Montreal.
You're embarking on this tour of Young Galaxy. How is it like to join them?
Oh, we love Young Galaxy. They're all friends of ours. I've been helping those guys record their records for years, so it just seems natural that we get together and play shows.
Anything funny about them?
Actually, Ramsey is one of the funniest guys I've ever met. So being on the road with him is just like constant comedy the whole time. He's a really funny guy.
Aside from Young Galaxy, which bands and singer-songwriters are you good friends with?
Well, Land of Talk. Obviously, we're Stars, Deers. You know, a lot of the bands in Montreal, we're all pretty close because it's a pretty small scene there. So oddly enough, yeah.
It's like the same thing as what Steven said.
Oh, really?
Yeah. What do you think about performing in Ottawa?
I love Ottawa. Ottawa's great, and it's only 2.5 hours from Montreal, so it still feels close to home. So it still kind of feels like home. And we always have great crowds when we show up here, so yeah, it's always a good time.
How many times have you played in Ottawa?
This maybe be our fourth or fifth time here, so yeah, we've been here a lot, yeah.
Favorite venue?
Favorite venue here? We've actually only played Zayfod, so I guess Zayfod is our favorite.
Yeah, I know I've been to Montreal during the Easter weekend. I've only been to two venues. Sala Rosa and the Divine Orange.
Yeah, Sala Rosa is amazing. Yeah. That's one of our favorites. Yeah.
It's cool. That's when I saw You Say Party, We Say Die. And a few weeks later, the drummer died.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, that was so sad. He died. He had a hemorrhage on stage, didn't he? Yeah. Oh, so sad.
So, good thing I did see them before. Yeah. I was surprised.
Yeah.
Do Do you prefer digital music like iTunes, or do you prefer CDs?
I actually prefer vinyl. I don't really buy a lot of new albums. My Augie in my record collection is most of it is in the 60s and the 70s. Some of it, you know, there's stuff that comes after that, of course, but the bulk of it is, you know, we're actively searching out music from the 60s and 70s, so, and it's always on vinyl.
You're not embracing digital music?
I don't have a problem with digital music. I think it's a great way for people to access songs that we weren't able to do before. You know, when I was growing up, we didn't have computers in our houses, so, you know, I'm pretty old. So it was really hard to have access to music if you wanted to hear things. You know, we would have to actually go to a record store and put it on and listen to it, which is awesome in itself. It's a great day out. But being able to have access to something immediately and be able to sort of test it in like, you know, a couple minutes and know whether you like it or not is pretty cool. Yeah.
How was community radio and CBC Radio 3 being supportive?
They're great. They apparently they've been playing our music a lot, so you know they're always very supportive of us, and that's kind of, you know, it's quite flattering because, you know, they're such a great institution.
And any chance that you might be on the players' long list on Thursday?
Who knows? Yeah. We'll see. Let's cross our fingers. Yeah.
Lastly, who is hooked on social network sites?
I would say Rich is definitely hooked on social, our guitar player. He's definitely hooked on social network sites. Yeah, he's got his Facebook open quite a bit. Yeah, yeah. Olga and I aren't on Facebook, and our drummer Kevin is on Facebook, but he shuts it down when he goes on tour, which pisses off a lot of people because they suddenly can't get a hold of him anymore. But he just can't deal with like the amount of traffic that comes to his page, so he just turns it off.
And who was more tech savvy?
Rich as well. Yeah, he's the most digital minded of all of us, I think.
I guess I must hide my iPad.
Yeah, he's gonna love that. Yeah, totally. Yeah. Yeah.
And thank you for taking the time for doing an interview, and I guess you'll be oogling on my iPad.
Yes, thank you very much for having me.
And yeah, that was a very funny and lighthearted Besnard Lakes interview.
Not what you'd expect given their music. They should be very serious people.
And you just heard Glass Printer, which is from the album The Besnard Lakes Are the Roaring Night, which is nominated for the long list for Polaris Music Prize. So it's a good thing. I also forgot to mention Shadow's also nominated as well. And I guess we're almost done the first hour, and we should get to the number one song. I guess it's a no-brainer.
Number one.